Hare Krishna, I welcome all the devotees to Bhakta Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Kamal Lochan Das Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam verses 4.11.28 onwards. Hare Krishna, Kamal Lochan Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much for your valuable association, Prabhuji. Please take over the call, Prabhu.
Okay. So I was asked to speak on 27, it's 28 now. Okay, no problem. Anyway, so Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudhirayet nashta praeshavadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtikim. From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4 and Chapter 11, text number 28. Yaha पञ्चवर्षः जननीं त्वं विहाय मातुः सपत्न्या वचसा भिन्न भिन्नमर्म वनं अपस पृथक्षणं पृथक् क्षणम् आराध्य लेभे धनि पदं त्रिलोक्याः
Hare Krishna.
It appears Prabhu got dropped off. So we'll wait.
Mataji, can somebody connect Prabhuji?
Varkana Mataji, Vallali Kangi Mataji.
Mataji, I'm outside. Mataji, I cannot connect. I don't know if Lalitangi Mataji is on the call.
Yeah, Mataji, let me check if I have his number. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Are you there on the line?
Yeah, I'm there on the line.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Please continue, Prabhuji.
Dhruv Maharaj is the glory of Mano dynasty or the human family. The human family begins with Manu. The Sanskrit word for man is Manushya, which means descendant of Manu. Not only is Dhruv Maharaj the glory of family of Swayambhuva Manu, but he is the glory of entire human society. Because Dhruv Maharaj had already surrendered to the Supreme Personality of God. He was especially requested not to do anything unbefitting a surrendered soul. Om Ajnana Viranda Sriganaanjana Shlapina Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupat Kadamaiham Dadati Swapantikam Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Maishtavamsha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Gunatan Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagamarita Shishatpanvitamsya Hare Krishna Karuna Simho Dinabandhau Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriya Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishyavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Swayambhuva Manu is instructing to Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj went on and rampant with fighting with the Yakshas. Actually practically killed many Yakshas. And Swayambhuva Manu is actually the grandfather, great-grandfather. He came and told, no, don't do this thing. Because it is not befitting you. You are a great devotee. And being a great devotee, you doing these things will not befit you. Not only that, just see, your brother was killed by the Yaksha. One Yaksha killed him. Just because of the mistake of one Yaksha, you are killing the entire dynasty. That is not good. And he went on talking about the glory of the Supreme Lord. Bhagavat Tattva Jnana. The knowledge pertaining to the glory of the Supreme Lord was spoken by Manu till 26th verse. Now, somebody may ask a question. Why is it that Dhruva Maharaj, being such a great devotee, who had the darshan of the Lord, the Lord gave him such a great position of being the king of the entire universe. But still, why is it so that he went on killing without any compassion? A devotee means one should have compassion. Now, the answer is that Dhruva Maharaj, by doing so, it is described in the Bhagavatam itself, that he delivered those people to higher planets. So that is what happens when somebody dies in the hands of a devotee. When somebody dies in the hands of the Supreme Lord, they get liberation. And when Dhruva Maharaj killed these yakshas went to practically to the Brahmaloka. The yakshas, they stay with Kubera, in very not very above earthly planets. They somewhere stay in Bhu and Bhur Loka. Some yakshas stay here, some yakshas stay in Bhur Loka. Just next to the higher planet, to the earthly planets. But by being killed by Dhruva Maharaj, they all the way went to Brahmaloka. They were very, they achieved a very elevated position. So by Dhruva Maharaj fighting with these people, it is not that he became a lesser devotee or something like that. Sometimes it so happens that the actions of a devotee cannot be understood by a limited materialistic brain. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigne Nabhujide. So sometimes the Lord makes the devotees fall into illusion, like Arjuna. When Arjuna fell into illusion, we got Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna used Arjuna's illusion, putting Arjuna into illusion became a means for Krishna to give us Bhagavad Gita. So many a times, the Lord has His own ways to make the devotee act in a particular way to give a particular kind of teaching. Like here, Dhruva Maharaj is being explained to by Mahan Manu himself that not to show so much of anger. And you see, after hearing the entire talk by Manu, Dhruva Maharaj, he just gave up. Immediately he gave it up. He gave down anger. So sometimes the devotee's anger is there. This anger of the devotee is not based on enviousness. So problem in this world is enviousness. When the anger is based on enviousness, then all the problem comes. But here, you find Dhruva Maharaj just heard the instructions given by his superior, the elders, that is Manu, and immediately he gave it up. He gave up all the aggression. So if some aggression, if some anger is actually driven by enviousness, it is very difficult to give up anger. But here, Dhruva Maharaj, at the end of the instructions of Swayambhu Manu, we find that he gives it up. Now, that is one of the subjects. But coming to here, the present subject, what is going on in the 28th verse, is very interesting. Now, Swayambhu Manu, he talks about the different philosophies existing in this world. Based on different philosophies, there are many theories which talk about the creation of this world. But he establishes that the Lord is the source of all sources. He is the cause of all causes. He has established that in the 26th verse. And then he starts advising Dhruva Maharaj that you should surrender. Now, the point comes here. Yasmin vijnate sarvam evam vijnatam bhavati. By knowing the Supreme Lord, everything is known, number one. Tameva vidvana priti mrityuniti amrutasyeha bhavati. So the Upanishads, they say, only by knowing the Supreme Lord, one attains liberation. Now, why to surrender to the Supreme Lord? Knowledge is enough. Jnana is enough. Why I need to surrender? Many times, people actually talk about this thing. Your Bhagavad Gita classes are very good. We want to attend your classes. Your Bhagavatam classes are also very good. But when it comes to surrender, that we are not going to do. Everything we do except surrender. So that is what is the subject matter of these verses, 27, 28, and 30. Where after giving the knowledge about the Supreme Lord, Swayambhu says, now you surrender. What Krishna told to Arjuna, Sarvadharman Pritya Mamekam Sharanam Vaja, Antvam Sarapapebhyo Mokshayishchayam Asutha. Actually, bhakti starts once you surrender. Pure devotional service, Shuddha Bhakti, starts once we surrender. Before we surrender, what all devotion we do, that is actually Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, that is also devotion, but not pure devotional service. So as long as we don't perform pure devotional service, that ahankara will be there. What is that? Aham karta. I am the doer. So now, when our Dhruva Maharaj was going on killing, and here Swayambhu Manu comes and advises him, oh, don't do that. And he used the knowledge of the Supreme Lord. It's such a beautiful explanation about how Krishna is a cause of all causes and how no other thing is the cause, nor the karma, nor the planets, nor the mind, anything. Nothing is the cause. It is only the Supreme Lord who is the cause. And he is the cause of all causes. He has established it. Now, Dhruva Maharaj's argument was, okay, I've understood the Supreme Lord is the cause. But now, I have some kind of ego. My ego is hurt. How to give up my ego? I cannot give it up. Then, here Swayambhu Manu is requesting, You can give up your ego very easily when you surrender to Krishna. Now, sometimes people think, first I'll give up my ego and then surrender to Krishna. It's not going to happen. The thing we have to do is surrender to Krishna. Raise your arms in front of Krishna. And automatically, humility develops. All the ego is gone. So, in the 27th verse, specifically, he says that Yasmai balim vishwa sujo haranti rāvo yathāvai jāsirdhāma yantritāha. So you have a bull which is tied with a rope. It passes through the nose. That is called nath. Nath means natha. The word nath, not comes. Trying the bull through the nose. And those who have been villagers must have seen a bullock cart. So they put a rope through the nose. The nose inside is very sensitive. So just pull the rope and then the bull, it gets pain in the nose, it stops. So the bull, which is very powerful, being controlled, can be completely controlled by the rope which passes through the nose. In the same way, the whole world is controlled by the ropes. Ultimately, the ropes are in the hands of the Supreme Lord. To such an extent, Vishwasujo Haranti, even great demigods, they also offer Yasmai Balim. They also offer all the respects, all sacrifices to the Supreme Lord. And who is this person, the Supreme Lord? Tameva Mrityum Amrutam Tata Daivam. In the previous verse, he says that Tameva Mrityum, Tameva Amrutyum, the Supreme Lord is Mrityu, is death, as well as is Amrita. The Lord is death as well as Amrita, deathlessness. So for a materialistic person, the Lord is death. For a devotee, the Lord is Amritatva. Like for a child who has studied very nicely, the exams give bliss. And the same examination for a child who has not studied properly gives him death, gives him unhappiness. So it is the same Krishna who comes to this world in front of a devotee, in front of a non-devotee at death. Now when death comes to a devotee, the devotee sees Krishna. And when a non-devotee sees Krishna, they see death. So that is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. Say, Tameva Mrityum Amritam Tata Daivam Sarvatmanopehi Sarvatmanopehi Sarvatmanaha Opehi means you surrender to him. That was the instruction given by Sayambhu Manu to Guru Maharaj. That means you surrender. So, just hearing or practicing some kind of devotional service, etc., is not going to elevate us so fast. Our elevation in Krishna consciousness happens by surrender. So till the time, whatever practice we do in Krishna consciousness or in any other religious activity without surrender, that gives us sukriti. So surrender is a thing which is the basic or the common ingredients in all the activities one does. Without surrender, there is no question of any rapid progress in devotional service. We can somehow hang on to devotional service. But surrender is the primary thing. Now, coming to this 28th verse, here, Dhruva Maharaj has been described as what? One who is the lotus of our dynasty. That is what he says, Sayambhu Manu. O Dhruva, you know what you have done? What you have done, nobody in our dynasty has ever done. What to speak of ever doing it, nobody will do it in future. What you have done, what you have achieved, even I have not achieved. And that too, when did you achieve? When you were just 5 years old. That is why he says, Yaha panchavarsho jananim tvam vihaya. At the age of 5, you gave up your mother. Just imagine what kind of personality you are, what kind of great personality you are. Even those people who are well matured, advanced in tapasya, in knowledge, for them it is very difficult to give up house. Giving up house is not an easy thing. Very, very difficult. you have done the most difficult thing, not after getting some knowledge, not after getting some self-realization or so. You did it at the age of 5. Oh, great. Even Dayamumana says, when I think of getting out of the household affairs, so difficult. Especially giving up mother is not a easy thing. Especially when the young boys want to join the ashram. They have a sincere desire to join the movement and give their life to in service of Srila Prabhupada. But there is one hitch, especially for the Indian boys, there is one hitch, that is mother. Oh, because we deal with a lot of boys who want to join Krishna consciousness full-time in the Brahmacharya ashram. So they show a sincere desire, we want to join. And they say, but my mother. And my natural affection is there for the mother. It is very difficult to give up mother. Actually, it is said, one after taking sannyas, the only woman whom he can talk to is mother. The only woman whose hands he can eat is mother. So even the Smriti, very rigid rules they have put on sannyas ashram, they also say that you should never say that, no, mother has come, I will not meet her. No, I am a sannyasi, you should never do that. Because affection of mother is very, very difficult to break. Now he says, Yahavananta Varsho Jananim Sam Vihaya, you gave up your own mother, your house, and went to the forest. Because Jananim Matuscha Vihaya, Matuhu Sapatnya Vasasa Vinna Marma. Why? Because your mother was afflicted by the words of her co-wife. And you were also affected by it. And then you, Arangataha, you went to forest. It is not that you went to another kingdom, another place, another hostel or something, and you went to the forest. Nobody was there, you just went. And then, you went there. Vanam gatas, tapasa pritak tapasa. What did you do? You did tapasya. This tapasya was not an ordinary tapasya. This tapasya was performed so rigidly. That is why your name, you lived up to your name as Dhruva. Dhruva means one who is determined, one who doesn't move from his vows. 6 months, it just took 6 months for you. Just 6 months that you were able to do such a wonderful tapasya, and not only just the tapasya, the Supreme Lord manifested in front of you. Pratyak aksham means those who are always, the yogis always see the Supreme Lord. That person who is always seen by the yogis is called Supreme Lord. Krishna is described as the one who is always seen by the yogis. That is, that santasraivasadayeshu yokayanti. The yogis always want to see the Supreme Lord. They are either see the Supreme Lord within their heart, or they see the Supreme Lord externally manifest in front of them. But here, Dhruva Maharaj, he could attain this position of seeing the Supreme Lord face to face within 6 months. Whereas the yogis, after thousands and thousands of years meditation also, they long to see the Supreme Lord. Either they concentrate their mind on the Supreme Lord, or when they develop love for Krishna, santas sadeva hrideyeshu lokayanti, they see the Supreme Lord within their heart. But you have done something very wonderful. That is, you could see the Supreme Lord face to face. Do you think the Supreme Lord will appear without you surrendering to Him? Actually, you are already surrendered to the Supreme Lord. So now, it is not a big thing for you to surrender again. Why? You give up your false ego, that I am the doer. Actually, your brother was not killed by Yaksha. It was the will of the Supreme Lord. Consider it so. Surrender, the first step of surrender is to consider whatever happens in our life is the will of Krishna. That is the first step of surrender. Whatever happens in our life, we should know is Krishna's will. To see Krishna as the ultimate cause behind everything which happens in our life. generally what happens when some when bad thing happens in our life, we try to find the reason and then find, oh, it is because of you I am suffering. Oh, it is because of you I am suffering. The reason is you. Reason is this thing. Reason is this thing. But actually, when some problem comes in devotee's life, oh, it is Krishna's hand. To see Krishna's hand in every incident which happens in our life, that is the first step in surrender. That means you have recognized, not only just know theoretically, that Krishna is the cause of all causes, but you know that He is the cause of everything which is happening in your life too. Krishna is the cause of it. So that is how surrender begins. So it is very easy to theoretically understand Krishna Supreme Lord. Fine. It is very easy to know that Krishna is, the nature of Krishna is transcendental. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvataha. So what is the meaning of the word tatvataha there? In truth means that you surrender. All the scriptures, wherever there is glories of Krishna are described. Wherever there is a description about Atma Tattva, the glories of the soul or the nature of the soul. Wherever there is a description of creation, the nature of the material nature. The whole purpose of all the scriptures describing so many different things, unlimited things, is just to bring you to the point of surrender to Krishna. If you are surrendered to Krishna, then everything is known. If you are not surrendered to Krishna, nothing is known. Tameva chadyam purusham prapadye. In the 15th chapter, Krishna, when the Purushottama says that the only way to go back home, back to Godhead, is to surrender. Tameva chadyam purusham prapadye. Now, what is the first step in surrender? Nirmana moha dita sanga dosha. Adhyatmityamana vrattakama sanje mukta sukha dukkha sanje achanta mura paramavyayam tat. So, in this verse, the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, is a description of how the process of surrender. Nirmana moha dita sanga dosha. The first thing is nirmana. That is, not to expect any honor from others. So symptom, external symptom of a devotee who is surrendered to Krishna is he expects no honor. So once we start expecting honor from others, then what happens? We think that I am an honorable person. So why I should honor another person? Because I am honorable. And why I should honor another person? That is, Krishna, Vishnu, Chera, Tadavya, Vasaishna, Amanina, Manadena. That fails. Manadena, because Amanina, because I want mana, I want glories, I want to hear my glories, I want to establish that, I want to show who I am. Because of that, you feel, why I should give glorification to others, why I should glorify somebody, why I should respect somebody. So because of these two things, what happens? There is no humility. There is humility is not there. There is no tolerance, intolerance. So, lack of humility and lack of tolerance are only external manifestations of a desire to be glorified. So here, Dhruva Maharaj wanted to show, I'll show to the Yakshas who I am. How dare they kill my brother? So he wanted to show his thoughts. He wanted to show the entire world that I am somebody. I am a very special person. So he is reminding Payambu Manu, my dear Manu, you have achieved something great in this world. That is doing leaving the house, number one. Number two, doing tapasya in the forest. Number three, directly seeing the Supreme Lord. You achieved something great in front of achieving the darshan of Supreme Lord. These are all petty things in this world. All the kingdom what you have, petty glorifications, pratishtha what you are going to get from people, it all becomes tuchha. So don't run after petty things after achieving such a great position. It is a direct instruction which Gunadas Goswami gives in Manas Siksha. Says pratishtha is sukare ravishtha. Very dangerous. What happens is when somebody practices pure devotional service or joins the practice of pure devotional service, small, small things, no meat eating is very easy. Here, meat eating. Intoxication also very easy. Give up intoxication. This is also easy. No intoxication, no gambling, easy, no problem. Then, what is the problem is? Our behavior. This is the first problem comes. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he has a very elaborate commentary on these six anarthas, which are very subtle, anartha. First anartha which he talks about is nishiddhachara. So the moment we become a devotee, we think that I am a devotee now. That is the problem. We have taken the process of devotion, forgetting that I have taken the process of devotion, we think I have become a devotee. It is like somebody who joins a medical college. He thinks I am a doctor. No, he joined a medical college. Though people may address him as a doctor. If somebody joins a medical college, even the first year student is addressed as a doctor. But he is not allowed to do operation. Why? Because he is not a doctor. He is only addressed as a doctor. So when people call you a devotee, when you think yourself as a devotee, actually they are in the process of devotion. We are not devotees. The biggest problem is we think I am a devotee. That is the problem. So this is how Nishiddhachara starts. I am a devotee, you are that. Yo, yes, I don't want to treat you properly. We are devotees. So disrespecting others because of your mental concoction, thinking that I am so elevated, that is Nishiddhachara. Somehow your behavior becomes very good, you becomes a little bit humble. And then Nishiddhachara, then what happens? You start Jiva Himsa. Jiva Himsa means, now I am a devotee, so why I should go and preach to others? Let me do my own bhajan. I'm enough to do struggle in my own life. I don't want to give this devotion to others. Who is going to take all the trouble? And the whole world suffers. It's called Jiva Himsa. You know very well, all the living entities are suffering because of lack of Krishna consciousness. And you have Krishna consciousness. If you don't give it to them, it will be the cause of their suffering. Not you have to go and kill somebody or beat somebody to make them suffer. Not to preach Krishna consciousness is actually Jiva Himsa. So Jiva Himsa, this is killing living entities. Though you are not killing them, not giving Krishna consciousness is actually Himsa. Some of you start preaching Krishna consciousness, then what happens? Kutanati. Anartha comes. Externally I am somebody, internally I am somebody. All the instructions, scriptures are meant to preach only, not for me. Mayavadi, who is that Mayavadi? All, so is Mayavadi. I am a pure devotee. So this is called duplicity. Duplicity comes. And then after duplicity, next one is puja. Okay, I am not a duplicious person, but I require to worship for all my activity, for all my devotion, for all my surrender, for all my tyaga. So I need to worship, puja. Okay, if somebody is not worshipping, at least I should get some benefits better than another person. I should be made sit first in the row when somebody is serving prasadam. Or I should be made sit in the first row, at least. And I should be garlanded. The aarti should come to me first. So, some labha, some benefit should be there. I should get the cushion. I should get some comfort. Means what others don't get, I should get. So then comes the last and the most dangerous thing, that is called pratishtha. So this pratishtha means, if at all somebody is preaching it, it should be me and nobody else. And I should be the only person who should be the center of attraction. So these are the anarthas which crop up after practicing devotional service. So here, Svayambhu Manu, as a father, having a fatherly affection, like our guru, who has a fatherly affection for us, to his disciples, he tells them, what you are doing after attaining such a big position of seeing the Supreme Lord face to face, why are you holding on to these useless petty things? Give it up. Vanangata tapasa pratak aksham. What the yogis, they struggle for 60,000 years and then somehow they are able to see the Lord in their heart. You could get in 6 months. आराध्य लेवे मूर्धनि पदं त्रिलोक्य आराध्य लेवे मूर्धनि पदं त्रिलोक्य सो यू हैव अचीव्ड द टॉप मोस्ट पोजिशन इन ऑल द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स पदं त्रिलोक्य वाट नो बडी कुड अचीव दट यू हैव अचीव्ड एंड आफ्टर अचीविंग दट यू आर हैंकरिंग फॉर दीज थिंग्स पेटी थिंग्स what kind of this Guru Maharaj? Don't do that. Like a father, he's saying that, you are the glory of our family. Actually, if you see, Guru Maharaj is the glory of Manu Vamsha. We are all called Manushya because of Manu. And Guru Maharaj is the glory of mankind. Our whole human race should be proud of Guru Maharaj. That is why when you see it, the sky, you see the northern direction, what you call the pole star, is actually Dhruva Nakshatra. It is the only thing which is fixed in the entire cosmos. Nothing is fixed, everything is moving. Sun is also moving. Earth is also moving. Everything is moving. Everything is moving in this world except one nakshatra, that is Dhruva Nakshatra. So, it is described in the scriptures, when you really want to attain the position of renunciation, of being fixed up, devotee. Look at Dhruva Nakshatra. Just by looking at the Dhruva Nakshatra, you become fixed up. So being fixed up in our goals, being fixed up in our goals, can only be possible by remembering Dhruva Maharaj. So he's saying, you are an example for all of us. Example for the entire mankind, to be fixed up in the goal of life. You attained already the goal of life. Why are you stooping down to this level? He is advising Guru Maharaj. So, I remember a story here. I'll tell a story. There's one great king called Bhartruhari. You know, Bhartruhari is a very famous personality. He's a great king. He loved his wife so much that he was so pleased by the beauty and the service of the wife. Of the queen, he just gave a beautiful necklace, very, very wonderful necklace, which he had, and then gave it to the wife. But this wife of Bhartruhari, she had more affection for the commander-in-chief, Senapati. Somehow, to please the Senapati, she gave this necklace and told him that this is my special gift of love for you. You keep it with you. To please him, she gave. This Senapati had no love for the queen. He was in love with a prostitute. A very beautiful prostitute in the country. And he used to go to her and then he gave this necklace to the prostitute. So this prostitute thought, you know, it's a very, very expensive, very special necklace. What is the use of I having in my house? The king is such a great personality. He should have the best of the things in this country. So let me go and give it an offering to the king. So she went and then gave this necklace to Bhartruhari, who was the king. And the king saw the necklace. He was stunned. He set up an inquiry to find out what exactly happened. When he came to the reality, the same night the king left the palace. Yes, king left the palace. Nobody knows where he took sannyas. And the whole world came to know about the great renunciation of Bhartruhari. This Bhartruhari wrote three shatakas, Shringara Shataka, how to enjoy life, because he was a king, he wrote. Number two, he wrote about the Niti Shataka, Bhartruhari Niti Shatakas are there. And he is the Niti Shatka. He was a king, he knew the art of diplomacy, art of managing things, arts of politics, etc., finance, etc. He knew Niti Shataka. And now, he became Vairagi. Now he became renounced. Everybody were glorifying Bhartruhari for his renunciation. What is the renunciation? He gave the kingdom immediately, just one second, that's all, just here. So it went not only to in his kingdom, every kingdom, we are talking about the renunciation of Bhartruhari. He had nothing but one kopin and one jola. One jola means one small bag, bigger bag, that's all. There he could keep some future parties, that's all. So he was traveling around, few years passed by, the glory of Bhartruhari renunciation has spread around the world. Now one day, Bhartruhari, he was in a foreign land, in some other country, and he felt thirsty and he had to take bath. So he found a river there, and where to hang his jola, where is he going to hang his begging bag? So he hung near the tree, near a small twig which came out from the tree he was hanging. Sometimes when the devotees had to go to the bathroom, they find a nail to put their japmala, like that. This Bhatruhari, he hangs the bag, the begging bag, it was all torn, old one. He just hung there. And it was torn out, it's not so good looking also, and he went to take bath. When he came back, he saw the bag was not there. And he was searching, hey, where's the bag gone? He found the bag was thrown somewhere, and somebody else's bag was there. And he found there was another beggar who had hung his bag there. Bhatruhari told, you know, how dare you do this thing? I had hung my bag here, and you throw it, and you put your bag there. Then the beggar says, it is such a torn piece of rag. I thought it is useless. I was not knowing you are going to use such a thing for begging. So that is why I removed this and threw it off, because I thought nobody belongs to me, nobody. And this way, both of them were arguing. How dare you do this? How dare you do this thing? Just for a twig which came out of the tree. This is my twig. This person says, my twig, where I have to hang my bag. Both of them, those beggars were fighting. Both were sannyasis fighting. There was another one was also a sannyasi, was also a sannyasi. Then the village woman, she came around and then she was filling water from the river. And she saw both the sannyasis fighting for the small twig which is coming up from the tree. So then she started telling them, you two sannyasis, you are fighting for a small twig. Have you heard about Bhatruhari? He gave the entire world. Learn from such great vairagis. And one of them was Bhatruhari. He had to put his head down and walk out. Let's see. After giving up the entire world, what happened to the sannyasi Bhatruhari? He was attached to the twig which comes out. He's not going to take the twig out. He's just for some time about to hang with his back. Attachment came. So this attachment is such a dangerous thing that it can come to anybody, even the greatest of the sannyasis, even after giving up the entire world, entire kingdom, it can come any time. So one should be very careful. One should be very, very cautious about not to be attached to anything in this world other than Krishna. Even after giving up so many things in this world, this attachment, the ego, these things come. So we should be very careful. We should be very cautious. How can we be cautious? By constantly surrendering to Krishna. You should surrender to Krishna at every step. It is not that I have surrendered. Nothing like that. It is nothing like I have already surrendered. No. One should surrender to Krishna at every step. Like a baby or a small child. You surrender to mother at every step. He doesn't think that I am independent of the mother. So Srila Prabhupada, in the 27th verse purport, he talks about the disease of the material nature, the conditioned soul, is to think that I am independent. We should know that I am dependent. Then only we can understand the ashraya tattva and take ashraya, take shelter. Then we, as long as we think that we are independent, then very difficult to surrender to Krishna. That is why Indivani also says, Namo kinchana vittaya nivritta guna vrittaye. One who has no other source of dependence other than Krishna, that is called surrender. So, though we know there are six aspects of surrender, among them, surrender has got two vectors. One is akinchanatva. Akinchanatva means considering the Lord as the only wealth, number one. And akinchanatva, other one is ananya. There is no other ananya gatitvam. There is no other gati. There is no other shelter for me other than the Supreme Lord. Ananya gatitvam and nishkinchanatvam. These are the two very interesting mood, interesting aspects of surrender. First, practically, six things are there. That is, anukula sankalpa, pratikula varjanam, rakshati vishwaso, gopratya anantata, atmanikshep karpanye, sadvidha saranagati, shadvidha, six items of surrender. So this verse you can find in the purport to the famous verse, Saradharmantra Siddhya Mahamekam Sharanam in Bhagavad Gita. So in Bhagavad Gita you have 1866. In 1866, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he talks about this, the process of surrender, six aspects of surrender. And also in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in the text number 5, 15, 15, 5, I suppose, where Srila Prabhupada also starts his purports, saying that the process of surrender is nicely mentioned in this particular words. Then Mahamoha Jitasanga Dosha Adhyatmanitya Vinvitsa Kama Sandeha Mukta Sukha Dukha Sanjay Pachan Muda Padma Vyayanta. So these four verses, starting from that is 27, 28, and 30, Manu is requesting Dhruva that, my dear Dhruva, please remember your past of past glory and be fixed up in that glorious situation. Don't stoop down to all these things. That is what the instruction is given by Manu to Dhruva Maharaj. So please, any questions, please do ask. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Yet another beautiful class. It was really, really wonderful. Very nice to hear about renunciation and about real tolerance and humility. Thank you so much, Prabhu. As usual, very, very fantastic class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much, very, very wonderful instructional class and also guidance. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dharma Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Especially I like the statement that you mentioned, the surrender is not a one-time process. It is at every step, at every moment of our life, because as you mentioned, that how the sannyasi, even after all the renunciation, could develop an attachment to his beadbag. We think, and even Dhruva Maharaj, after even seeing Krishna, still develop an attachment, and how careful we need to be when we have already so many of our contaminations, and we are surrounded by material world everywhere. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
So, I can stop here.
Hare Krishna, is there any questions or any comments for Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Excellent class, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Prabhuji, you mentioned in the class that everything happens only by Krishna's will, right? But sometimes we feel that sometimes we, because of our shortcomings, may cause something, and because of that, we suffer. So in that situation, is it still Krishna's will that we acted this way? I don't think that would be a, good way for us to think like that. But I don't know how. Can you elaborate on that, Prabhuji? Like sometimes we, for example, you know, like a person fails in his exam because he didn't study. Now, that wasn't Krishna's will, right?
Yes.
So, yes. So, in that sense, Prabhu, how do we understand that it is still Krishna's will?
Yes. One is Krishna's will. Will means because of Krishna only things happen, number one. But another meaning of the word will means is Krishna's desire. Now Krishna's desire is that you should become a pure devotee. You should come back to Godhead. So that is his desire. So the word will, Krishna's will, has two things. One is, for example, sometimes it will happen, a devotee falls down. A devotee, oh, it's the will of Krishna, I fall down. It is not the desire of Krishna, but it should fall down. So, this is the negative understanding, or wrong understanding of the word will. Here the word will refers to, ultimately Krishna is the cause. So, since I did not study in the examination, for the examination, so what happened? It is Krishna who gave me less marks, or Krishna who failed me. Now, when I study very nicely, and then write the examination, and I pass the examination and get good marks, it is Krishna who gave the good marks. So, remembering Krishna in both success and failure, that is surrender. So, it is for sure, I got so many shortcomings. I was not doing, I had so many shortcomings. So, when the results come, when success comes, you should remember Krishna. It is because of Krishna I am become successful. When the failure is there, it is because of Krishna I become failure. In both, sukhukhe samekritva labha labha jaya jayo, sukha dukkha, happiness and distress. Labha labha, alabha. Labha means profit and loss. Jaya ajaya, jaya means becoming conquering or being victorious. Ajaya, being failure. So in both the situations, in all the situations, you continue your service to Krishna. Who doesn't have shortcomings? Every living entity has shortcomings. The more we understand that we have shortcomings, we are more surrendered to Krishna. That we think that I can overcome the shortcomings by my own strength, that is the problem. The problem starts when we think that I will overcome my shortcomings by my own strength. It is only by Krishna's strength we can overcome all our shortcomings. So sometimes Krishna makes us realize our shortcomings so that he can bring you closer to him, so that you surrender more to him. In the fifth chapter of Bhagavatam, Narada tells that sometimes the devotee falls down. That is also will of Krishna, because there he wants the devotee to realize that it is not by your strength that you are doing your devotion. At the time, devotee, when he falls down, he comes back to Krishna and says, oh Lord, I only have one thing to do. That is, I only have desire to serve. I only have desire. I can only desire. A living entity can only desire. That's all. Nothing else you can do. If you are doing and you are getting results, it is not because you are doing. Krishna's blessing is behind it. It is not because I have studied very nicely, I passed the exam. You pass the exam because you studied nicely. Next time also you study nicely, but you may fail in the exam. Who knows? Many a times everybody asks this question, oh, why I did not get good marks? I studied nicely. That shows Krishna is a controller. The real pass of examination, the real success, is to see Krishna's hand behind success and failure, behind happiness and misery. To see Krishna's ultimate control, that is surrender. So surrendering to Krishna is success. What is the use of becoming successful in some activity or in something and forget Krishna? Better be a failure and think of Krishna. Better understand, okay, Krishna's hand is there. That makes you humble. So, Even our devotion we are doing because it is Krishna who is inspiring us to do. Otherwise, do you think it's easy to chant Hare Krishna? Say for example, what is that to chant Hare Krishna? I told him, I'll pay you. How much you are earning? 40,000 rupees a month, I'll pay you. 8 hours you are working, 8 hours sit and chant, I'll give you 40,000 rupees per month. He told, no, I cannot. Not easy. And it is to extend your surrender to Krishna, that extent becomes Susukam Tatmavya. Otherwise, just check what is the big thing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama. But why people are not able to do? Even devotees struggle for chanting. The most easiest thing becomes to say struggle, devotees. The most easy, why they chant Hare Krishna? Working in your office, doing business, it is very tough. Chanting Hare Krishna is so easy. But why people are struggling for it? Because of lack of surrender. Because Krishna Shakti is not working. To the extent we are surrendered, to that extent Krishna Shakti passes to us and devotion becomes easy. And I hope I have answered your question.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, is anybody having any more questions or comments for Prabhuji? Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yeah, very beautiful class, very. Thank you so much.
Dhanyavaad. Okay, we can.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Vansha Kalpata Vyas Kripa Sandhya Vyas Kripa.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.